Father, I thank you and I praise you for the people who came out here this night. I thank you for your presence. I thank you for your anointing that destroys every yoke. Father, raise your children up this night to a new level in you. Let them become partakers of the heavenly wisdom and knowledge that you want to place within all of your children. These have come out this night to be changed and rearranged, to sit at your table, and to receive all that you have for them. And Father God, meet their expectations this night. Do not allow them to go away empty-handed. Let them be changed, visibly changed, Father, for all the world to see. And Father God, we invite your Holy Spirit, your angelic host, your Son Jesus, you. Father God, we invite all of heaven to be in this room this night. We want to sup with you, Father. We want to mingle with your angelic host. And Father, we just thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. My resurrection power has been dropped upon you this night, and you will never be the same. For I am changing and I am rearranging all those things around about you, on you, in you, and through you. You will no longer speak as you usually spoke, for I am changing your speech, and your speech will be with much love and much authority. And the enemy must bow his knee when love and authority is spoken. And my children, you surely have come out to sit in my presence this night. And I am here in your midst, and I am doing the perfect work within you that you have asked me to do. Do not be amazed at what transpires from this night forth, for I have truly come to change and rearrange my people. I have come to set you free from all demonic bondage. I have come with an angelic host to fight your battles for you as you go forth to fight the battles for me. There are many, many souls out there just waiting to be harvested. And you have to be free to harvest those souls. Children, glean from me each and every day. Glean all the wisdom that I have for you. To do this, you must take time to sit at my feet. You must take time to sup with me. I have the books open, and I know exactly what I want to give each one of you. I know what your assignment is, and I know what you need to fulfill that assignment. So as you come to the table and we sit together and we sup and dine together, I, the Lord thy God, I will fill you full of my revelation knowledge. There is nothing, absolutely nothing that I am withholding from those who truly desire to follow me with all their hearts. You shall see miracle after miracle on all sides, and you shall know me as a true father, a true lover of your soul. And you will have the power and authority to defeat the enemy on all sides. You will have the power and authority to cast out demons and to set the captives free as you come into their presence. I, the Lord thy God, I have spoken and I have overshadowed you this night with my glory. And I have come with all my might and all my power, and I have instilled that might and that power within inside of you. All will know that you have said in my presence as the days come forth, for they shall see my glory upon your faces, and they will know that you are mine. And the enemy knows that his time has ended, and he knows he has to back off. And so you will have total and complete freedom, children, to go forth and do the mighty works that I've called you forth to do. Be encouraged this night, be lifted up, and know that I, your Father, I am just a whisper away. You don't need to shout, you don't need to scream and holler. I am just a whisper away. And to tell you the truth, my ear is always in tune for your voice. I so desire to hear your voice. I so desire to listen to what you have to say, so that then I, in return, can tell you what I would desire to tell you personally and privately. There is going to be a blast from heaven. It's going to clear the debris and you're going to be able to go forth and minister to the lost and dying, and not only minister to them, but you will see salvation after salvation after salvation. For the atmosphere has been opened wide for all to receive the love of my Son Jesus, and they will receive that love, and that love will catapult them into my kingdom. You're living in a time when many desire to live in, but did not last that long. And I'm telling you tonight, little ones, grab hold of my hand. Run your race with authority and with power and with love. And know that I, the Lord thy God, I am not going to drop you ever. I am a God of love and a God of mercy and a God of grace. And if I've called you, then I've anointed you, I've equipped you, and you can go forth with total security in your heart, knowing that I, the Lord thy God, I am with you always, even until the end of the ages. I have spoken, and so shall it be. So many things I've spoken into your lives, and so shall they come to pass. You have been discouraged at different times in the past, but now, little ones, you will no longer be discouraged because hope has been revived within you. And you know that you know that you know that I have truly spoken, and it truly shall come to pass. This is reverence time. I want you to reverence me in everything that you do and everything that you say. I want you to be a perfect example of my Son Jesus, so that when people look at you, they see my Son. I am a triune God, and I love you. I love you with an everlasting love. You are mine from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, and I own everything in between. The enemy has no place, he has no power, he has no authority, for you were bought with a price, the price of the blood of my Son Jesus, and I am protecting those that are mine. Be secure in me this night. Nestle into the palms of my hands and rest in perfect peace, knowing that I am with you always. God wants you to quit visiting the old waste places. He doesn't want you to go back there anymore. He wants you to stay securely nestled in his hands and go forth and conquer in all signs. God is saying we have entered into a new phase with him, a new year of blessing, a new year of love and compassion, a new year of abounding grace and abounding authority. I told you I was going to give you these Christmas presents, and they are here, and I am dropping them into your bosom even this night. I have left no stone unturned. I have come and I have cleansed from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. I have spoken freedom over your entire being. I have emptied out your vessel of all darkness, and I am filling it with my pure light. You know, I'm just hearing, where do we go from here? You know, when you have a father that loves you so completely and so desperately, and he longs so much to have you come and sup with him, and he's given you so many promises, there's nothing else to be said, is there? Really, where do we go from here? What do we do? How do we do? God says, as you hang on to the voice of promise, you will make it to the end. I'm just hearing God say there's a mandate coming down from heaven right now. And that mandate is for you to rise up in faith, in power, and receive all that God would have you receive tonight. And walk in the fullness of who he's made you to be. Never allowing the enemy to ever again pull you down into discouragement and defilement. But just to walk forward in perfect peace and harmony with God and his angelic host. I'm also hearing God say the tragedy of all this is that So many have already fallen away, and they're going to miss the greatest move of the gospel in the history. There's nothing you can do about those who have already fallen away. Don't waste your time feeling sorry for them, because if you do, they'll start drawing you backwards. What you have to do is just go forward, knowing that they had the same chance that you had. You loved them, but they had the same chance that you had, and they chose to go a different direction.